This is the reading for February 11th. Psalm 42. As a deer thirsts for streams of water, so I thirst for you, God. I thirst for the living God. When can I go to meet with Him? Day and night, my tears have been my food. People are always saying, "Where is your God?" When I remember these things, I speak with a broken heart. I used to walk with the crowd and lead them to God's temple with songs of praise. Why am I so sad? Why am I so upset? I should put my hope in God and keep praising Him, my Savior and my God. I am very sad, so I remember you, where the Jordan River begins, near the peaks of Hermon and Mount Mizar. Troubles have come again and again, sounding like waterfalls. Your waves are crashing all around me. The Lord shows His true love every day. At night I have a song and I pray to my living God. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why am I sad and troubled by my enemies? My enemies' insults make me feel as if my bones were broken. They are always saying, where is your God? Why am I so sad? Why am I so upset? I should put my hope in God and keep praising Him, my Savior and my God. Exodus chapter 33. Then the Lord said to Moses, "You and the people you brought out of Egypt must leave this place. Go to the land that I promised with an oath to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when I said, 'I will give that land to your descendants. I will send an angel to lead you, and I will force these people out of the land, the Canaanites, Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Go up to a fertile land, but I will not go with you because I might destroy you on the way, since you are such a stubborn people.'" When the people heard this bad news, they became very sad, and none of them put on jewelry. This was because the Lord had said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites, you are a stubborn people. If I were to go with you, even for a moment, I would destroy you. So take off all your jewelry, and I will decide what to do with you." So the people of Israel took off their jewelry at Mount Sinai. Moses used to take a tent and set it up a long way outside the camp. He called it the meeting tent. Anyone who wanted to ask the Lord about something would go to the meeting tent outside the camp. Whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people would rise and stand at the entrances of their tents watching him until he entered the meeting tent. When Moses went into the tent, the pillar of cloud would always come down and stay at the entrance of the tent while the Lord spoke with Moses. Whenever the people saw the pillar of cloud at the entrance of the tent, they stood and worshipped, each person at the entrance of his own tent. The Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks with his friend. Then Moses would return to the camp, but Moses' young helper Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent. Moses said to the Lord, "You have told me to lead these people, but you did not say whom you would send with me. You have said to me, 'I know you very well, and I am pleased with you.' If I have truly pleased you, show me your plans so that I may know you and continue to please you. Remember that this nation is your people." The Lord answered, "I myself will go with you, and I will give you victory." Then Moses said to him, "If you yourself don't go with us, then don't send us away from this place. If you don't go with us, no one will know that you are pleased with me and with your people. These people and I will be no different from any other people on earth." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will do what you ask, because I know you very well, and I am pleased with you." Then Moses said, "Now please show me your glory." The Lord answered, "I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will announce my name, the Lord, so you can hear it. I will show kindness to anyone to whom I want to show kindness, and I will show mercy to anyone to whom I want to show mercy. But you cannot see my face, because no one can see me and live. There is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes that place, I will put you in a large crack in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen." Exodus chapter 34. The Lord said to Moses, "Cut two more stone tablets like the first two, and I will write the same words on them that were on the first two stones which you broke. Be ready tomorrow morning and then come up on Mount Sinai. Stand before me there on the top of the mountain. No one may come with you or even be seen any place on the mountain. Not even the flocks or herds may eat grass near that mountain." So Moses cut two stone tablets like the first ones. Then early the next morning he went up Mount Sinai, just as the Lord had commanded him, carrying the two stone tablets with him. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with Moses, and the Lord called out his name, the Lord. The Lord passed in front of Moses and said, I am the Lord. The Lord is a God who shows mercy, who is kind, who doesn't become angry quickly, who has great love and faithfulness and is kind to thousands of people. The Lord forgives people for evil, for sin, and for turning against Him. But He does not forget to punish guilty people. He will punish not only the guilty people, but also their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, and their great-great-grandchildren. Then Moses quickly bowed to the ground and worshipped. He said, Lord, if you are pleased with me, please go with us. I know that these are stubborn people, but forgive our evil and our sin. Take us as your own people. Then the Lord said, I am making this agreement with you. I will do miracles in front of all your people, things that have never before been done for any other nation on earth, and the people with you will see my work. I, the Lord, will do wonderful things for you. Obey the things I command you today, and I will force out the Amorites, Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites ahead of you. Be careful that you don't make an agreement with the people who live in the land where you are going, because it will bring you trouble. Destroy their altars, break their stone pillars, and cut down their Asherah idols. Don't worship any other god, because I, the Lord, the jealous one, am a jealous God. Be careful that you don't make an agreement with the people who live in that land. When they worship their gods, they will invite you to join them. Then you will eat their sacrifices. If you choose some of their daughters as wives for your sons, and those daughters worship gods, they will lead your sons to do the same thing. Do not make gods of melted metal. Celebrate the feast of unleavened bread. For 7 days you must eat bread made without yeast, as I commanded you. Do this during the month I have chosen, the month of Abib, because in that month you came out of Egypt. The firstborn of every mother belongs to me, including every firstborn male animal that is born in your flocks and herds. You may buy back a donkey by paying for it with a lamb, but if you don't want to buy back a donkey, you must break its neck. You must buy back all your firstborn sons. No one is to come before me without a gift. You must work for 6 days, but on the seventh day you must rest, even during the planting season and the harvest season. Celebrate the Feast of Weeks when you gather the first grain of the wheat harvest, and celebrate the Feast of Shelters in the fall. 3 times each year, all your males must come before the Lord God, the God of Israel. I will force out nations ahead of you and expand the borders of your land. You will go before the Lord your God 3 times each year, and at that time no one will try to take your land from you. Do not offer the blood of a sacrifice to me with anything containing yeast, and do not leave any of the sacrifice of the Feast of Passover until the next morning. Bring the best first crops that you harvest from your ground to the tent of the Lord your God. You must not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. Then the Lord said to Moses, write down these words, because with these words I have made an agreement with you and Israel. Moses stayed there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights, and during that time he did not eat food or drink water. And Moses wrote the words of the agreement, the Ten Commandments, on the stone tablets. Then Moses came down from Mount Sinai carrying the 2 stone tablets of the agreement in his hands. But he did not know that his face was shining, because he had talked with the Lord. When Aaron and all the people of Israel saw that Moses' face was shining, they were afraid to go near him. But Moses called to them, so Aaron and all the leaders of the people returned to Moses, and he talked with them. After that, all the people of Israel came near him, and he gave them all the commands that the Lord had given him on Mount Sinai. When Moses finished speaking to the people, he put a covering over his face. Anytime Moses went before the Lord to speak with him, Moses took off the covering until he came out. Then Moses would come out and tell the Israelites what the Lord had commanded. They would see that Moses' face was shining, so he would cover his face again until the next time he went in to speak with the Lord.
Chapter 26.
When Jesus finished saying all these things, he told his disciples, "You know that the Passover will take place in 2 days. At that time, the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified." Then the chief priests and the leaders of the people gathered in the palace of the chief priest Caiaphas. They made plans to arrest Jesus in an underhanded way and to kill him. But they said, "We shouldn't arrest him during the festival, or else there may be a riot among the people." Jesus was in Bethany, the home of Simon, a man who had suffered from a skin disease. While Jesus was sitting there, a woman went to him with a bottle of very expensive perfume and poured it on his head. The disciples were irritated when they saw this. They asked, "Why did she waste it like this? It could have been sold for a high price, and the money could have been given to the poor." Since Jesus knew what was going on, he said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing for me. You will always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me with you. She poured this perfume on my body before it is placed in a tomb. I can guarantee this truth. Wherever this good news is spoken in the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." Then one of the 12 apostles, the one named Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests. He asked, "What will you pay me if I hand him over to you?" They offered him 30 silver coins. From then on, he looked for a chance to betray Jesus. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, the disciples went to Jesus. They asked, "Where do you want us to prepare the Passover meal for you?" He said, "Go to a certain man in the city and tell him that the teacher says, 'My time is near. I will celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house.'" The disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus was at the table with the 12 apostles. While they were eating, he said, "I can guarantee this truth, one of you is going to betray me." Feeling deeply hurt, they asked him one by one, "You don't mean me, do you, Lord?" Jesus answered, "Someone who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man is going to die as the scriptures say he will. But how horrible it will be for that person who betrays the Son of Man. It would have been better for that person if he had never been born." Then Judas, who betrayed him, asked, "You don't mean me, do you, Rabbi?" "Yes, I do," Jesus replied. While they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take this and eat it. This is my body." Then he took a cup and spoke a prayer of thanksgiving. He gave it to them and said, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood, the blood of the promise. It is poured out for many people so that sins are forgiven. I can guarantee that I won't drink this wine again until that day when I drink new wine with you in my Father's kingdom." After they sang a hymn, they went to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "All of you will abandon me tonight. Scripture says, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep in the flock will be scattered.' But after I am brought back to life, I will go to Galilee ahead of you." Peter said to him, "Even if everyone else abandons you, I never will." Jesus replied to Peter, "I can guarantee this truth. Before a rooster crows tonight, you will say 3 times that you don't know me." Peter told him, "Even if I have to die with you, I'll never say that I don't know you." All the other disciples said the same thing. Then Jesus went with the disciples to a place called Gethsemane. He said to them, "Stay here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and Zebedee's 2 sons with him. He was beginning to feel deep anguish. Then he said to them, "My anguish is so great that I feel as if I'm dying. Wait here and stay awake with me." After walking a little farther, he quickly bowed his face to the ground and prayed, "Father, if it's possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me, but let your will be done rather than mine." When he went back to the disciples, he found them asleep. He said to Peter, "Couldn't you stay awake with me for 1 hour? Stay awake and pray that you won't be tempted. You want to do what is right, but you're weak." Then he went away a second time and prayed, "Father, if this cup cannot be taken away unless I drink it, let your will be done." He found them asleep again because they couldn't keep their eyes open. After leaving them again, he went away and prayed the same prayer a third time. Then he came back to the disciples and said to them, "You might as well sleep now. The time is near for the Son of Man to be handed over to sinners. Get up, let's go. The one who is betraying me is near." Just then, while Jesus was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12 apostles, arrived. A large crowd carrying swords and clubs was with him. They were from the chief priests and leaders of the people. Now the traitor had given them a signal. He said, "The one I kiss is the man you want. Arrest him." Then Judas quickly stepped up to Jesus and said, "Hello, Rabbi." and kissed him. Jesus said to him, "Friend, why are you here?" Then some men came forward, took hold of Jesus, and arrested him. Suddenly one of the men with Jesus pulled out his sword and cut off the ear of the chief priest's servant. Then Jesus said to him, "Put your sword away. All who use a sword will be killed by a sword. Don't you think that I could call on my Father to send more than 12 legions of angels to help me now? How then are the scriptures to be fulfilled that say this must happen?" At that time Jesus said to the crowd, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as if I were a criminal? I used to sit teaching in the temple courtyard every day, but you didn't arrest me then. All of this has happened so that what the prophets have written would come true." Then all the disciples abandoned him and ran away. Those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas, the chief priest, where the scribes and the leaders had gathered together. Peter followed at a distance until he came to the chief priest's courtyard. He went inside and sat with the guards to see how this would turn out. The chief priests and the whole council were searching for false testimony to use against Jesus in order to execute him. But they did not find any, although many came forward with false testimony. At last, two men came forward. They stated, "This man said, 'I can tear down God's temple and rebuild it in 3 days.'" The chief priest stood up and said to Jesus, "Don't you have any answer to what these men testify against you?" But Jesus was silent. Then the chief priest said to him, "Swear an oath in front of the living God and tell us, are you the Messiah, the Son of God?" Jesus answered him, "Yes, I am. But I can guarantee that from now on you will see the Son of Man in the highest position in heaven. He will be coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the chief priest tore his robes in horror and said, "He has dishonored God. Why do we need any more witnesses? You've just heard him dishonored God. What's your verdict?" They answered, "He deserves the death penalty." Then they spit in his face, hit him with their fists, and some of them slapped him. They said, "You, Christ, if you're a prophet, tell us who hit you." Peter was sitting in the courtyard. A female servant came to him and said, "You too were with Jesus the Galilean." But Peter denied it in front of them all by saying, "I don't know what you're talking about." As he went to the entrance, another female servant saw him. She told those who were there, "This man was with Jesus from Nazareth." Again, Peter denied it and swore with an oath, "I don't know the man." After a little while, the men standing there approached Peter and said, "It's obvious you're also one of them. Your accent gives you away." Then Peter began to curse and swear with an oath, "I don't know the man." Just then a rooster crowed. Peter remembered what Jesus had said, "Before a rooster crows, you will say 3 times that you don't know me." Then Peter went outside and cried bitterly.